This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shruti Janand, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on 17th of October, that is Thursday. Well, talking specifically about Wednesday's trading session, it was indeed a volatile day for Indian markets, but bulls managed to regain their hold on D Street. Now, let's also understand the final tally. In fact, Sensex rose 112 points to close at 38,618, while the Nifty 50 added 40 points to close at 11,469, which is in fact higher than Tuesday's intraday high of 11,462. Now, experts suggest that buying on dips with support of 11,050 could be a prudent strategy. In fact, traders are advised to hold long positions, if any, with a stop below 11,400 on a closing basis. Now, broader markets, in fact, underperformed, with both mid and small cap indices ending on a flat note. In fact, market participants would keep a close eye or a close watch on trade talk developments between the US and China, currency as well as crude price movement, along with September quarter earnings. Now, it looks like around about 40 companies will declare their numbers in the next 2 days, and prominent names will declare their numbers. So definitely market focus would be around that. Major companies which will declare the numbers include names like TVS Motor, L&T Infotech, Z Entertainment, RIL, and Ambuja Cements. Now, sectorally, the rally was seen in BSE Oil and Gas Index, which rose 1.2%, followed by realty as well as energy stocks. On the losing front, selling was seen in power indices, the metal index, as well as capital goods. Commenting specifically on the micro part or the macro outlook at this point in time, it looks like the slowdown fears are here to stay. Amidst the deepening slowdown across the economy, commercial credit demand has contracted by 2.6 percentage points to 63.8 lakh crores in the June quarter. That's what a report suggested. Now, specifically, in terms of stocks, around about 300 stocks hit a fresh 52-week low, which include names like PNB Housing Finance, Dhanuka Agri, Viatek, Wabag, Rushil Decor, etc., among others. In terms of currency, rupee recovered the initial losses to settle at 71.43 against the US dollar. On the institutional front, well, there's some good news. FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for 686 crores, while DIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,576 crores. So what will be the big news tomorrow? Well, as many as 21 companies will declare the results for September quarter, which include specific names like Z Entertainment. Here, the net profit is likely to grow by 30% on a year-on-year basis for TVS Motor. PAT is likely to fall by 27%, and for PVR, PAT is likely to grow by 30% on a year-on-year basis. Now, remember, all the estimates are from Motilal Oswal. Now, technically, how Nifty is placed? Well, Nifty formed a doji kind of a pattern on the daily charts. In fact, the good part is that the index closed above its 5 days exponential moving average and 100 days moving average on closing basis. In fact, MACD has also given a bullish crossover on the daily charts, which is a positive sign. Now, three levels to watch out for tomorrow would be 11,481 and 11,554. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 11,500, and maximum put open interest is placed at 11,000, followed by 11,400. Now, let's quickly go through the technical recommendations as well. We spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and they've given us three calls for Thursday. The first stock that they have on the list is Godrej Consumer, which is a buy for a target of 766 and a stop loss of 670. Finolex Industries, that's a buy for a target of 638 and a stop loss of 550. Exide Industries, now that's a sell for a target of 167 and a stop loss of 192. Now, the return potential is close to 6 to 8% on all the three stocks. These are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So, in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.